This morning we've been doing a little thinking around the word meek, which we find in the Bible. For example, Moses was described as the meekest man on all the earth in his time. We know that Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." He also said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, we read, "You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders. And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Humble, used in some Bible translations to describe the word meek. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 in the King James Bible, "But thou, O man, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith." Often, as we know, to be meek has been mixed up with being weak. Meekness and weakness have often been understood as the same thing. But is that true? Is that accurate? Is it a fair reflection of what the word meek actually means? Is it because the two words rhyme or sound similar? I believe from what we witness in the gospel accounts of his life and ministry that Jesus was by nature meek. But was Jesus weak? Was Jesus a pushover? Was Jesus a doormat? Did people run roughshod over him? I think we would answer all these questions with emphatic no's. Jesus certainly wasn't weak. After all, we know that he wasn't afraid to stand up to the authorities of his time, both religious and secular. He certainly wasn't scared of ruffling feathers. He wasn't afraid to speak out against corruption and injustice and people being treated badly. He wasn't afraid to stand up even in sacred spaces and speak what he believed in his heart was the truth. Jesus was meek, but there was no fear in him. He never hid nor shied away. He never bent the knee to those who had earthly power and were full of their own self-importance. And we know doing what he did, standing up for the voiceless, speaking out against dogmatism, doing things for others that were supposedly forbidden, landed him in extremely hot water. Yet his love for those he had stood up for never ever wavered. In fact, we know that such was the quality of his love for those he spoke for, that he was prepared to give up his life for them, that he was prepared to suffer a horrendous death for them, and we believe for us as well. Weakness doesn't do such things. Weakness hides away. Weakness passes the buck. Weakness finds a scapegoat. Weakness does all in its power, to protect itself. Jesus didn't do any of these things because he was meek, not weak. When one looks at the Bible in order to get an understanding of what meekness looks like, we find these qualities: humbleness, gentleness, a willingness to submit to God, and a willingness to serve God and others, no matter who or what they might be. Meekness is also quiet and confident trust. A quiet and confident trust that we put in God, but also in each other. One of my favorite passages or images of Jesus, and one of the most powerful, is of Jesus in the Gospel according to John on the very night of his arrest, washing his disciples' feet and telling them to follow his example. In fact, of all the images of Jesus, apart from the obvious image of Jesus on the cross, the image of Jesus washing his disciples' feet was one of the more powerful images that made me give my life to him and compelled me to follow him. I knew I could put my trust in one who was prepared to do what Jesus did. A commentator wrote, "In a place where the Jews asserted their pride of race, and the Romans their pride of power, and the Greeks their pride of knowledge, and today many nations insist on their place in the sun, Jesus lets us know that the meek will be content to walk in the shadow where God keeps watch over God's own." Meekness, then, isn't selfish or arrogant or loud or obnoxious. It isn't cowardly and afraid. It has a strength not born of violence or a manic desire to control, but one born of trust in God, one born in the realization of God's presence in all places and in all circumstances. Takes the rough with the smooth, and is always founded on love. Meekness isn't about being a doormat. It isn't about being pushed around. It isn't about being taken advantage of. Instead, as we've seen in Jesus, it's about service, not service born of threats and coercion, which isn't true service, but service born of kindness and love. Jesus was gentle and humble and kind with those who were considered outcasts, with those who were labeled impure, yet he was strong and unyielding with those who sought to crush the lives of others with their power and their arrogance and their sense of entitlement. I think our world needs meekness now more than any other time in its history. We need to stop voting buffoons into places of power who only have their own interests at heart. But we don't only need leaders who are meek. We too need, by God's grace, to develop our own meekness. We need to challenge the notion meekly that the purpose of life is to be number one, that life is all about the survival of the fittest. Our relationships need to be built on meekness so that all are loved, all are valued, not just a select few. Blessed are the meek, Jesus said, for they will inherit the earth. And having said these words, we have to take note of something important in them, for we have to take note of the word inherit. The reward of the earth comes as a gift and legacy. Why? Because such is the way of the meek that they would never cease it. I'd like to finish with two quotes, one from G.K. Chesterton. Humility is the mother of giants. One sees great things from the valley, only small things from the peak. And then a quote from Aidan Tozer. Jesus calls us to his rest, and meekness is his method. The meek man cares not at all who is greater than him, for he has decided long ago that the esteem of the world is not worth the effort. Amen.